Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at GEICO.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Flapper Girl, Tom's ruining lives, and sex noise in the dorm.
Hey,
that's the hand signal equivalent of you up.
Oh.
You know, I was a flapper girl last weekend, so I have that 20s thing going.
Oh, you mean, okay.
Yeah. When you said flapper, I was like, well, you have had two kids.
Oh, come on,
Wear tighter pants.
Why aren't we...
Oh, I'm sorry.
You didn't realize you were setting yourself up for that?
Hey, he said.
No, I've never been in this room.
Hey, he said, yes? Desperately changing the subject. Why aren't we embracing the roaring 20s part of this, right?
Right.
Why not?
Of
now.
Oh, this is a celebration of the 100
year. Because it's still weird.
Yeah.
It's why? Yeah. We've all made it weird, haven't we?
Yes. Yeah. You make it weird. I think it started with you.
It is my fault.
I knew it. There you go.
Are we going to tell the story that Tom told us?
Oh, please.
My God. Ladies and gentlemen, he hits new highs or lows, depending on your perspective, each and every time the commercials start playing. Please, Josh, I won't do it justice. Go right ahead.
Chick and I are discussing films in the green room and talking, you know, movies and directors and stuff.
Right.
And well, Tom goes, you know, because he recently read.
No, wait a second. Now, in my defense, you had said the so and so had his list of the top 20 movies.
Okay, I'm happy to.
And I said, what were they?
Yes. So I said, yeah, Paul Thomas Anderson's his list of like top 20 movies. There's some weird stuff on there, stuff you wouldn't expect.
And I think Born Yesterday is on there because we were talking. I watched that by and I'd forgotten how wonderful it is.
Yes. Yes.
Go ahead. Yes.
Melanie Griffith, Don Johnson, John Goodman.
No, the River. Jeez. Judy Holliday, William
Holden,
Roderick Crawford. Yeah.
So the and so I said, I think like The Water Boy is on there. He's just got different tastes.
Yeah, we're having a conversation.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then Tom, you know,
then that's when Chick leaves the room.
No, he's still he's in there to hear this.
I thought you were leaving.
I'm waiting.
And Tom says,
because I hear this.
Mike Nichols, famed director, and he watched his favorite movie. He watched over 200 times, and he would tell everybody, "You must see this movie.
Yes. You must. Watch it. You simply must watch it."
And then Tom goes, I don't remember what it was,
but I'll
have to look it up. And I go, please do, because that would be the end of that story.
Are you talking all over me? No.
And that's
and
when
Chick angrily goes, don't ever tell us anything again.
And Josh started it with, you're not allowed to speak to us anymore. It was just ridiculous.
And so then he yelled at me because I only knew one movie on the list of
the top 20.
Right.
Paul Thomas Anderson. Admittedly, so I lose this one because I'm not able to. I can't name one of one, and you can only name one of 20.
That's right.
Admittedly.
That's right.
Two bad stories.
No.
Yeah, you're right.
It just slipped my mind.
It just slipped your mind.
We should have.
You just read the book.
All just been quiet in there.
It doesn't pay. I told you this a million times. Unless we're on the air.
Hey, wait a minute.
There's no way you can talk to these people.
You know what? This never used to happen when his coffee/tea machine was in the other
building. You're right.
Oh,
how can we get that back there?
We need him to go back there.
That company can't make a decent decaf coffee. They're decaf.
But if Chick and I were to buy
cat turds,
buy a second machine and put it back there.
Oh, that'd be fine.
No, we don't have to tell them that. We'll just say, you know, there's a second machine back there. Okay, I've got...
Because I think, admittedly, Tom liked going back there more than using our germy...
Well, that's because... And also, I usually have to ask you to move your ass so I can get access to the water machine. Because you're usually parked on the couch.
I happen to be this time.
But what happened one time when he was trying to get coffee? He was at the Keurig waiting for his cup to be filled up. What did you do? Do you remember? Josh does.
Midstream.
Midstream, the Keurig's pouring into my cup, and he goes, oh, I need some coffee. He pulls my mug out.
What was this?
Pulls it out.
Now it's spilling, and he goes, somebody made a mess.
Somebody made a mess.
I thought yours was done.
I thought it was
I
done.
Know you did.
I know you did.
The coffee's streaming into the cup.
But it was starting to make that sputtering sound. Like, and again, when that thing is done, it does sound like you know, you hear about when people die, that last death rattle.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I guess the coffee's done. So sorry. I'll find out the name of the movie and let you know.
Okay. I just tried looking it up, but it's hard to find.
Here's some of Paul Thomas Anderson's
nobody cares.
Favorite movies.
Was it The Graduate? Was
no,
it
no, no, no,
Girls?
Not a movie that he made. A movie that, he would watch over and over again.
Almost Famous is on Paul Thomas Anderson's list, believe it or not, from 2000.
It's great.
Yeah, it is. It's a masterpiece.
Well, look, we're
the scene on the bus with the Elton John song, you can have that. Okay, that's really smart. Like
it's actually based on a real incident.
Stupid. It never happened.
I think it actually did happen.
Yeah, talk to Zeppelin.
Bad Day at Blackrock, there's a movie.
That's a great movie.
Yeah, Bad Santa is on his list.
Yeah, see, I knew there was some of these interesting, like... Modern. Yeah.
Well, I saw that one.
Yeah, we know. Yeah. With your kids.
Well, I didn't know. It had just come out. It was the premiere.
It's funny.
I had no idea. Very. She won't walk right again for a week. Explain that to a 5-year-old.
And whose fault was that? Of course, you blame the movie company for putting Santa in the title.
Of course.
Right? Yeah, of course.
By the way, coming up, speaking of Santa, we have two stories about elves.
Yep.
In the news, interesting ones about both the Elf on the Shelf and the movie Elf, which is in the news for the second time in a week.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear what happened last week about it?
No.
Apparently, Will Ferrell was offered a huge amount of money to do the sequel. I mean, I think it was upwards of $20 million.
Okay.
And he said, no, thank you.
How fast would you say yes?
He didn't like the script. I'm like, good for him.
Huh. I'm surprised he didn't go, hey, can I take a crack at the script?
Yeah, well, who knows if that's true, but that's what the article said. In any event, we have Will Ferrell Elf news coming up and Elf on the Shelf in the news.
Okay, real quick from David. Hey, goofballs.
Yes?
Here's how Tom's ruining my life. I think we've got a new topic here for the emails. I thought I would share that I was in a diner. It was 50s themed in Colorado Springs. I'm pretty sure Tom had been in charge of picking the music. As I sat down, the first thing I heard was Tighten Up.
Oh, yeah.
Archie Bell and the Drells, followed immediately by What's New Pussycat.
Oh, no.
What a great diner.
And then I half expected to hear, hello there, before I left.
Yeah.
I was quite distraught. Thanks, Tom. That's from Dave.
Dave.
Tighten Up, you can't be mad about.
To make your day, Dave.
You can't be.
Let's have a little bit of... Doesn't that make you feel good?
No.
Not really.
No, it makes me a little woozy.
Okay, fine.
Bat laughed and said no.
I promised I would read this. This was a letter just sent to us, and it appears to be legit, posted on a college dorm wall.
Okay.
It's got the university logo. I won't say where it's from.
Oh, come on.
It says, sex noise notice. After 9 p.m., the RA has received excessive complaints about various sex noises within this hall from several residents. We cannot stress this enough. Then it gives the name of the dorm. We want quiet after 9 o'clock. If you're going to engage in sexual activity, please refrain from vigorous and loud sexual expressions after 9 o'clock out of respect for your fellow name of the dorm.
All right.
Wow. And then it goes into this whole thing about promoting safe sex.
Can I guess?
If you don't have condoms, ask your...
The Ohio State University.
Close, but not. It's not that one.
Huh.
Wow.
It's got to be Wisconsin then, Madison, Wisconsin.
Miami, Florida.
Wait a minute. Is Wisconsin close to Ohio State?
Well, give or take. It's in the Big Ten.
I meant geographically. I'm not going to give the answer.
Pretty funny.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
I always love hearing other people have sex. Not in like a creepy way, but in like, yes, enjoy your
life. It's a part of life.
Yes.
I know. It turn you on a little
great,
bit?
You
it doesn't.
That, you've got that great story about the time you were doing that and you fell off the ladder.
Well, my problem was I turned to play to a camera that wasn't there, like an Animal House, and I fell off.
Boy, he really does fall in that, doesn't he?
Yeah,
he does.
He just goes flat back. Remember what he said when he hit the ground?
Ah.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
We have an important date in history today. Pat, with all due respect, an event that was made famous in song. For my money, one of the great songs of the era.
The Day the Music Died?
No, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Oh!
It's a great... I think Gordon Lightfoot...
It's barely a song.
Gordon Lightfoot, underrated as an artist in general.
It's a musical art.
And God bless him, he's still with us.
Sundown is one of my all-time faves.
Oh, the guy's a great artist.
He's a poet, I would say.
If you could read my mind,
A Canadian gem.
A universal gem, but...
date that the Edmund Fitzgerald sank?
That's correct. That's correct.
It was today, though. It's not like coming up next week, as is your wont.
It was the 10th, right?
Look at him. He's been caught.
Yeah. It is like
no, that's because some moron said, hey, man, today's the 100th anniversary of the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. No, it's not.
Well, so then why'd you bring it up?
Well, when is it?
Is it the 50th?
The Edmund Fitzgerald, sadly, went down... on this date in 1975.
But it was November 10th.
That's correct.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine.
Okay. November 10th, 1975.
He just meant this is the 100th parody of the song that passed.
Right.
Down. Right. That part's true.
By the way, for those of you in the know, that was not a joke at Pat, but at you, sir.
Right. Oh, we all know.
Okay. Well, the Edmund Fitzgerald was a beautiful ship on the Great Lakes carrying taconite.
Carrying what?
Taconite.
What's taconite?
Iron ore.
No wonder it sank.
No joke. It's heavy.
Oh, my God. I've got morons on. I apologize to all the great seamen out there.
Taconite.
Yeah, the ship sunk. What happened? It was carrying rocks. Oh, all right. Yeah.
There you go.
Buoyancy only gets you so far.
Almost like it wanted to sink.
I have morons.
Let's just move forward. There's a certain solemnity, I think, that needs a certain respect level for the...
they were brave men all.
Great song. I mean, and then the gales of November come early. Just a terrific song.
It is. I think it really is poetry.
The big lake they call Gitche Gumee. It's one of those perfect songs. There's not a word out of
place. Why do they call it Gitche Gumee?
Well, he worked hard on that
song. Was the name used by the natives of the area.
Okay.
It's a news report to music. That's all it is.
No, it's not. It's a tribute, you idiot.
Do you go around humming it? No.
It was recently voted the worst song to play at a strip club.
Sure, it doesn't get you going like that.
Yeah, Gitche Gumee this.
At least it's long, though. You get a lap dance with that one. You get your money's worth.
It's 7 minutes.
There's no bridge.
A point well taken. The music?
Pat, now, with the solemnity, if you will, the gravitas that this is due, would you mind?
Just
the first draft was about a jazz singer.
It sits down below like the ship we all know, the rectum of Ella Fitzgerald.
There it is.
She'd scat when she sang and her bottom would bang, a disaster when the winds would come early. A doctor, it said, would always turn his head when performing her colon procedure. There's polyps and corn and Louis Armstrong's horn. The rectum of Ella Fitzgerald.
Oh, God, that's beautiful.
When like Pat does that, he sounds like a Muppet. And it's not that far off from Gordon Lightfoot.
Hey, Pat, we can do that with our new puppet. Have you seen the Pat puppet yet?
No, I've heard about them.
Oh, they're good. They're good.
When are we going to see these darn puppets?
When the time is right.
Aren't we looking at the Pat puppet?
Yeah. Aren't we all puppets?
Yeah.
Wow, I never thought about it.
Wow, this is... Well, it just turned into a Twilight Zone. Yeah. We've been puppets all along.
Yeah.
I love the reference to Louis Armstrong's...
Get your hand out of my ass.
Cornet there. That was fun.
Cornet.
Trumpet, whatever.
Hey,
did you know that Louis Armstrong never moved out of his house?
That he... Oh, he stayed grew the same, up
in? He lived in like Queens or something.
Stayed in the same place, huh? Yeah. Wow, that's not interesting at all.
No, he had the money. So he could have moved, and he was asked about it. He famously said, no, I love living here.
Yeah. Yeah. Like
so
house.
Why would he move?
He goes, we'll never get better neighbors.
There well, you
why,
go.
So what's the story there?
Because every other... other person.
He moved. Said he loved his house. There were leaves of green.
Yeah. What
guys. Every morning.
Skies of blue.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey.
Well, Gordo.
Oh, how's it going, fellas?
Hey, I was just praising the great song, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, and sad date today, November 10th.
I can't believe you guys are actually on the air today. A lot of radio stations and people and governments, you know, it's a holiday.
Is that right?
Well, I mean, you got to honor the great men that were aboard.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Yeah, it's a huge day for, you know, shipwrecks and
sure.
Songs about shipwrecks.
Yeah. Yes.
Do you have more than just the one?
Oh, gosh, Tom, I got a couple of albums worth of shipwreck tunes.
Oh, I have no idea. Can you favor us with one of them?
Oh, well, I don't know if I could do all 37 verses of the Tale of the Titanic.
Oh, yeah.
Just do the first verse.
Yeah, what's that?
Just do the first verse of the Tale of the Titanic.
You're not the boss of me.
Then just do the second verse.
Hey, legend is on about this boat that's now gone. It was sailing from England to New York.
Do they all go to the same? Do you have one? What about the wreck of the Mary Dear?
The Mary Dear?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, tell us about the Mary Dear.
I don't know anything about the Mary Dear. Who's Mary Dear?
Sank in heavy fog off another, the coast of Nova Scotia.
Another sad sinking there.
All in my book.
Hey,
Tom, I was calling because I'm a little upset here. So I was trying to have a usual great Edmund Fitzgerald day like I always do.
Uh-huh.
And I turned on your little show there. And I hear this fella over there singing parody songs.
Yeah. I wondered if you'd heard that.
I would say it's a tribute, really.
A tribute, really. Oh, yeah, that Pat Godwin. I would call it a parody. And I think everybody knows, Tom, when it comes to comedy, parody is the lowest form of humor.
I would say radio is the lowest form of humor. But
well, yeah, parody on the radio. Oh, it's unbelievable. Well, listen, I don't know how... Mr. Godwin, is it?
Yes.
Yes, yeah.
Pat Godwin? Yeah, I don't know how you'd feel if maybe I was out there doing parodies of Orange Barrels or Toast or whatever.
Maybe Gangsta Folk or something.
Those aren't Pat Godwin songs.
Right, sure, whatever, okay.
Maybe you could do one of Everybody Has Shaved Their Pubes, or what's that song called?
It's called Nobody Has Pubes Anymore.
Sorry.
Yeah, nobody has a sense of humor anymore. They have to steal my songs, right?
Yeah.
Gross. It's supposed to be a tribute. Is that Josh?
Yeah. Hi, Gordon. I'm a big fan.
I heard you like my song Sundown. I really
love
it. Hearing that.
Love it.
I got a version of that.
Do you?
Go down, it's stinky down there.
Gordon, how do you feel about that parody?
I am not a fan. I don't know.
That's just the first line.
Tommy.
Thought it was bad enough he was singing about some jazz singer's butt, but no.
Yeah.
Just any jazz singer.
Ella Fitzgerald.
Ella, the queen.
Just get a task.
Well, let's see how Pat likes it. What if I parody one of my own songs about him?
Oh. Okay, good. Oh.
I can see you sitting there with your natural dark hair, spouting out lyrics about a derriere. Godwin, you better take care. I'm gonna send my couple goons and thugs down there. Godwin, stop stealing my tunes, or you'll get a nasty visit from a few of my goons.
He's got
that was great, Gordo.
Very nice.
Oh, you just watch out. You might want to have somebody else start your car this morning.
Well,
you know, don't leave. Bob and Tom Extra continues in just a minute. Jeez.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Come join TV's Ross Matthews every Thursday on his new podcast, Hello, Ross.
Hi, I'm Ross Matthews, and I am so excited to tell you about my brand new podcast, Hello, Ross.
You know, I just said that.
Yeah, I know. I was just saying it again to emphasize the name of my new podcast. It's Hello, Ross.
Look, you only have like 30 seconds to tell them about the new podcast, Hello, Ross. You have to tell them about the celebrity guests, the interesting people with cool stories to tell, and it's new every Thursday. Go ahead.
You never know who's going to pop by to say hello, Ross. It could be an Oscar winner, the star of your favorite show, even my dental hygienist.
Really?
No, she's fascinating.
Okay. Anyone else?
One time I was at a dinner party, and the lady across from me, turns out she was a dominatrix. Ooh, that's going to hurt. I've been a naughty boy.
Huh. Are you going to ask?
We're
going to
go there.
For reals?
And there.
For real reals?
You better stretch.
I better stretch? What the heck?
On our show, nothing's off limits. I'm going to ask that question.
No.
And that question.
No.
And I'm going to get away with it.
Oh, boy.
So it's like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, right? Except think of it Mr. Matthews' Gaberhood. Oh, that sounds fun.
You know, that actually does sound fun.
And it's on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Wait, that's my line. Hello, Ross, available on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Okay, now you just repeated me.
We are so over our time limit.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Actor Michael Rosenbaum, he knows some of the most talented people in the business.
And we try to bring you candid, open interviews, not just actor stuff. Julie Bowen is fantastic.
You know when you leave a job and you know you haven't done your very best job? I hate that feeling.
And if you're here for the wonderful Sarah Silverman, you came to the right place.
Comedy dies in the second guessing of your audience. You just have to keep writing what you think is funny right now.
The Inside of You podcast.
If you really love the podcast,
follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Follow us. It's free.